We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I am talking about this one. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, in the studio with us right now is the JP. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Third time in the studio, and I'm always impressed how nice it looks in here.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We are very proud of our position. All right, so you've been now several weeks hosting off the bench on Saturday mornings on the Ump in Huntsville, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been going great. We've been enjoying it. Me and Kelsey have been enjoying running a show together, and the guest pickers have some have surprised, some have disappointed. But I have to say, we had Mo Brooks on last week.
Yeah,
and he went 10 for 10. Got all of them right.
Congressman Brooks nailed the whole pick, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yep. Is he doing fantasy football, I hope?
I guess, but I went to the Braves game later that day, so I was in a cookout at 11:30 at night and got a text from him bragging about going 10 for 10 on picks. He said, I was blessed with easy picks, so I guess we're going to have to make them harder.
Nice. All right. Well, listen, we're sitting here right now. So you started something on the show, what, week before last? Actually, it was last week. Mm-hmm. We've had it on a different day. Mm-hmm. This time, we're coming in the day before the games. And last time you were on with us doing some JP on sports, we broke it down into segments. We did what we call it, what, three and out?
Three and out, two-minute warning. Yep.
All right. So, three and out. Mm-hmm. Go easy on us, Auburn fans. But three mm-hmm. and out, what do you see as being the big three things we should watch for over the coming weekend?
Well, first is this Tennessee-Oklahoma game. I'm very excited to watch that game. This will be Oklahoma's first in-conference SEC game. They have it at home, but, you know, Tennessee is legit. Tennessee is very, very good. Nico, I'm going to butcher his name. I believe it's Iamalava is his name. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. But he's already shot up to the top of many people's Heisman boards to start the year. You know, Tennessee runs a very hard offense to guard. They spread you out everywhere and very fast, no huddle. So, you know, it's looking like their best offense Heupel has ever had. But Oklahoma's also got a really good defense. So it's going to be good offense versus good defense. But I think Tennessee will be the better team going in there. But it'll be interesting to see how Oklahoma does the first in-conference SEC game. They're welcome to the SEC moment. At least it's at home for them, so they have that.
Welcome to the SEC, even though you're not located geographically anywhere near the Southeast.
But nope.
No, just all you Sooner. All right, Boomer Sooner. So what's your prediction, though? Who's it going to be?
I think it's going to be Tennessee. Right. It may be close for maybe two or three quarters, but I think Tennessee is the much better team. Oklahoma, they have a good defense, but their offense is just nowhere near enough to compete, I think. And Tennessee, they very well could be one of the four bye teams in the playoffs, one of the top four teams. They're just that good. So,
as an Alabama fan, is it hard for you to say that? Or are you objective enough to where you can just go with it?
I'm objective enough to go with it. You know, before I had my own show, I would be biased and tell you otherwise. But now that I have to look at things objectively, you know, I'm no longer a Bama fan for the time I talk about sports.
Let's okay, so number one of the three and out, you're going with Tennessee over mm-hmm. a tough game with Oklahoma.
I think so.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. Boomer Sooner in the SEC. Mm-hmm. All right. What's number two?
Well, number two would be this Auburn team with a new quarterback. Hank Brown looked very good.
He did.
He threw for four touchdowns. I believe it was 235 yards. But besides Hank Brown, if I was an Auburn fan, I'd be really impressed and happy with was Jarquez Hunter had 150 yards on the ground. So, you know, even with the uncertainty at quarterback, if you can rely on Jarquez Hunter, who's an experienced guy in the SEC, that will help a lot, take a lot of pressure off of the quarterback situation. But like I said, Hank Brown looked very good. Redshirt freshman in his first game, I know it was against New Mexico, but still he looks solid. They have Arkansas coming into Jordan Hare. Arkansas is one of those teams that can get red hot, or you can almost lose to UAB like they did last week. So, you know, they went into Oklahoma State and almost won. They should have won. They blew the game. So, you know, you can't take Arkansas lightly. Sam Pittman's going to come in, and no matter how good you are or how little they're favored, they're going to put up a good game. I remember they went into Bryant-Denny and only lost 21-24 last year to Alabama. So Arkansas is not to be taken lightly, but I'll be interested to see how Hank Brown does in this game, his first SEC game.
All right, so this is this is big doings for Auburn. I thought Coach Freeze did the right thing by putting Hank in last week, so he's not coming in fresh and cold this week. He had a week to get something under his belt. He actually ran the offense I tell you, one of the things I look at body language too. I was watching him in the huddle. He was directing traffic. He was literally
very confident.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He did not look like a true freshman.
Yeah, no, and I was surprised too. I thought they would use that as Peyton Thorne's game to rebuild, but I guess they see enough in Hank Brown to hand him the keys already. So we'll have to see. I mean, they'll play it by ear, and they have Peyton Thorne, an experienced guy to go to if anything goes sideways. But I was impressed. I was impressed with Hank Brown's confidence and how he was able to, like you said, manage the offense. So we'll have to see how he does in his first SEC game.
Where did Hank Brown do his high school time? Where was he from?
I cannot remember off the top of my head. I know he was a 4-star, so he was a highly recruited guy. He's a redshirt freshman, so he redshirted last year. But there were some reports saying he kind of underperformed in fall camp, so I don't know how true those are, but he looked much better than I know my Auburn friends expected.
All right, so Auburn, Arkansas, what's your prediction? Who?
I think Auburn will win in a close one. Like I said, Arkansas loves to make games close when they when they're under, you know, under favored or they're not favored. You know, they like to come in and make things closer than they should be. I'll just say that they come in and they're kind of a wild card. Arkansas is a wild card. So I think Arkansas will probably play it close, but I think Auburn has more talent. So I think they'll pull away with it.
All right. So Sue Pig, let's see what happens. All right. War Eagle coming into this weekend. Mm-hmm. All right. Three and out. You got two of them down. What's your third one worth talking about right now?
I'm interested to see this USC Michigan game, which is
really
a Big Ten game, yeah. Which is weird. But I'm interested to see Miller Moss for USC, how he does, because he had a lot of eyes on him after his performance against LSU to start the year. They're going into Ann Arbor, so hard place to play. I don't think it'll be a blowout like the Texas game was there. I think USC is the better team, so I'm interested to see Miller Moss. I'm also interested to see if Michigan can shake off how bad that performance was against Texas. They struggled against Arkansas State last week, so not a good, even though they won, not a good performance. So conference game, USC in their house, are they willing to turn it around to start Big Ten play on a W? Also interested to see if USC can start off their Big Ten conference play on a hot note and be the team everybody's expecting them to be. Everybody's expecting USC to be a playoff team now, so let's see if they can continue to live up to that hype.
Okay, and Michigan fans, we have some Michigan fans that actually listen to this show. They're not pleased with you right now.
I wouldn't be pleased if I was a Michigan fan. They're not looking very good for a team that just won the national championship.
I know. Michigan is like, okay, we need our Wolverines, and oh, by the way, we need the Detroit Lions to finally have the day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right, so listen, that's your three. Let me ask you this. I'm going to throw some wild card stuff at you. Mm-hmm. Non-NCAA football things. Did you see, how do you pronounce his name, Shohei Ohtani? Did you see what happened with him,
man,
for the Dodgers
50-50,
yesterday?
50-50, yeah. I saw Shohei in person last weekend, the first time I've ever seen him play in person. And he's one of those guys you can just feel like the aura almost when he walks up to the plate. People are already calling him the greatest baseball player of all time, like 5 years in.
Wow.
He very much has the potential to be, but 50-50 is very impressive.
So
very
tell the audience what 50-50 is for the
50
benefit.
Home runs, 50 stolen bases in a single season. So not only that, he's not even pitching this year. So
yeah.
he could be 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases, and in the running for Cy Young pitching wise. And he had Tommy John, so he's out for this year. But baseball has never seen anything like him. It's crazy.
And the season's not even over.
No, they still got 2 weeks left in the season.
Yeah. So he might be like a 54-54 by the time the things are over with.
Yeah.
All right. What else? Give me one more that's non-football, non-baseball. What do you see out there in the world of golf or, you know, I don't care, gymnastics? Pinochle, what do you see?
Well, I mean, if you ask, I'm big into UFC. There was a big UFC card last weekend. They had the fight card in the Sphere in Vegas, the new Sphere thing. I don't know what they usually do in there, but I know the UFC said it cost them $20 million for production for that. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. They had like the big screen behind the cage where they did like movie themed fights and stuff with different backgrounds and such. It was a really cool thing to check out. Sean O'Malley ended up losing, who is one of the UFC's main guys right now. So that was a bit of a shocker. But other than that UFC Sphere card was one of the coolest events I've ever seen.
That was a huge pay-per-view event too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, it was, yeah.
Are you a pay-per-view MMA guy?
Yeah, I'm big into MMA. Yeah, I name a sport and I'm probably big into it. So I'm very big into MMA too. Yeah.
All right. Well, NASCAR is right down the road, so you know.
not as big into that one, but yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We're sitting in the studio just jawing sports. It's JP on sports. We just did the three and out and then threw in a couple of wild cards. We come back from this one. He gives us his two-minute warning on stuff that we need to expect or look for in rapid fire. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so we're back for the second round of JP on Sports. We just did some three and outs. All right, now it's 2 minute warning time. So you got 2 minutes, no more though, on each topic you bring up. Go. What's your first one?
Well, I saw John Paul asked about Nebraska. Who are they playing? Northern Illinois.
Nebraska,
Northern Illinois.
In Illinois, yeah.
Yep. So I'll say this. I'm ready to say I think Nebraska is back this year. They are that good. You know, Dylan Raiola is an absolute stud. He was actually he was the number one quarterback in this class. Was committed to Georgia for like 3 years, and the last second, Nebraska was able to flip him. He's from Nebraska. His dad played in Nebraska, so they were able to flip him to come to Nebraska, and he's been a game changer. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the country as a freshman. He doesn't look like a quarterback when you look at him. He is just a stud, and they actually have the athletes around him to support him. So I believe Nebraska is 22 right now. I look at them making the playoffs. You know, they're going to make a run for the Big Ten. Obviously, you have Ohio State and Penn State in that conference, which is going to be hard. But even if they don't make the playoffs, I would expect them to be right on the fringe, just barely on the outside looking in. So, you know, I've never been alive for Nebraska to be good, but I believe in the 80s and 90s they were very good. So Nebraska might be back, and people in Nebraska may be encouraged by this. They should be encouraged by this.
2 minutes. There you go.
Look at that.
All right. So we forgot, by the way, you got to have the buzzer sound. You got your buzzer sound over there? Give me a test run of the buzzer sound. What you got? All right, so that's your 2 minutes when you hit two. All right, that's your first 2 minute warning. What's your next?
Well, this Florida situation is very interesting to me because they're kind of relying on two quarterbacks, DJ Lagway and Graham Mertz. They played them both last week. They're not put on a good performance against Texas A&M, and I think Napier is on his way out. But they have Mississippi State this week, which is a battle between bad and worse, I just have to say. Florida's bad, Mississippi State's worse. So Florida should get the win in this game, but you never know with Florida. But I'm interested to see, you know, Lagway has some potential, and they have a solid running back. They have some good defenders. So although they're not in any mix to win the SEC by any means, but if Lagway can be a solid quarterback to go alongside Mertz, then they could possibly make a push to a bowl game. But they finish off the year, I believe it was like 1-6, 8-12, and 20 something to finish out the year. One of the hardest schedules I've ever seen. So if they're going to go with two quarterbacks, then they need to figure it out, because I was confused. Two quarterbacks never really works that well. But if you want to rely on Lagway, then give him the keys. But don't play this two quarterbacks, Mertz and Lagway. It's never really worked.
Auburn used to play the two quarterback thing for a while. It drove me crazy.
It's just weird.
So your prediction then is what?
I predict Florida will win because Mississippi State is just, they're rebuilding. But I wouldn't be surprised if Florida finds a way to lose this
game.
You're
just saying that because Dale Jackson's a Florida.
Yeah, well, he's not very high on Florida either right now. I don't think anybody is.
There's not a lot of room for the Gator chomp right now, is
there? No,
it?
There's not at all.
Oh, you made it under 2 minutes on that one. All right, so no expiration of time. All right, so 2 minute warning. What's your next one?
Well, I talked a little bit about this earlier, but the Auburn quarterback situation, it's different than the Florida quarterback situation in the sense of, you know, Florida's got two guys around the same experience level, and they're just kind of, you know, trying to go with them at the same time and figure it out. Auburn looks like is handing the keys over completely to Hank Brown, which I didn't expect to start the year. All Peyton Thorne needed to be was a game manager and not turn the ball over, but then he turned the ball over four times against Cal. So, but I'll say this too, I'm shocked they dissed Peyton Thorne that early. I thought they would use it, you know, the New Mexico game to build up his confidence, build up, you know, to rebuild after the game against Cal, but they just scrapped it completely and went straight to Hank Brown. So he must have shown something in practice to show that he was ready to do this, and he looked very confident against New Mexico. But if Hank Brown is able to be, you know, not just a game manager. If he's able to be a playmaker alongside with Jarquez Hunter and Cam Coleman, this Auburn team could be doing a complete 180 from what you saw against Cal. But I'm very interested to see how this redshirt freshman does starting SEC play this week. And I'm also interested to see if he struggles, do they go back to Peyton Thorne, or is Peyton Thorne just completely thrown out the window? I'm hesitant to say that they're completely done with Peyton, but they went to Hank so early, I wouldn't be surprised. If they went to him that early, then they must have seen something in him. So if he can just rely on guys like Cam Coleman and build the offense around Jarquez Hunter, they could be making a 180.
Don't you think, too, though, I mean, players, you got to give him the credit because he's still got to do the plays. Mm-hmm. But don't you think this is also a Coach Freeze being decisive? I mean, he chose to be decisive and not linger, had the lingering death of a decision where, like, the paralysis analysis took place.
Yeah, you need a guy going into SEC play. So if he had any sort of hesitancy that Peyton Thorne wasn't the guy, then going to Hank Brown early is probably a smart move. I agree with you.
Did we get frying bacon? Did you just fry some bacon?
I don't know why I pressed the French fry instead
of the I've forgotten about home fries. Yeah, okay. We cooked up some home fries and we hit the button for the 2 minute. All right. We got time for at least one more 2 minute warning. All right. Cool. So you've done three? All right, yeah. So you're squeezing in 4 2-minute warnings. Hit it.
All right, well, I've pretty much covered all of the main storylines and games for this week, so I'm going to do a peek ahead into next week just because of how big of a game it is. Alabama-Georgia. Trump will be at that game.
Woo!
Which it'll be I went to the 2019 LSU game that he was at. I'm going to this Bama-Georgia game that he'll be at. So this will be two Bama games that Trump's at that I'll be at. And I'll say this too. The 2019 game, that when they put him on the screen, was the loudest I've ever heard Bryant Denny. In all the games I've been there, which is a lot, when he showed him on the screen, that was the loudest I've ever heard it.
No
so
kidding.
I'm very excited to see, you know, Trump be there. But this Bama-Georgia game, as an Alabama fan, I was worried about the game going into it before I saw Georgia play at Kentucky, because they did not look very good at Kentucky. So, you know, if Alabama is able to pull this game off against number two Georgia now, then there's going to be a lot of upset people, because they're going to think Alabama, that, you know, they thought Saban leaving, that Alabama would start to go down, you know, downslide. If Alabama's able to pull this game off, then they're going to be right back in the mix to be, you know, national championship contender, I think. And people are going to be upset about that. But I'm interested to see, you know, this is DeBoer's first real test. You know, yeah. I said Wisconsin was his first real road test, and they went right through him. So this is his first top team test at Alabama. I'm very interested to see how he does in that situation.
And then let's talk about real quickly with the 30 seconds we got left, the politics of the fact that Trump is showing up. Mm-hmm. Does Trump dare to cheer against Georgia, knowing that Georgia is a purple state and needs to win Georgia as a swing state?
He's probably gonna be you know, in the middle, not say. But I talked about this on Dale's show. You know, how gutsy of Trump to be like, two people tried to kill me. I'm gonna go to a football game and put Secret Service, you know, make them go through 100,000 people and put myself out there even more after all these threats against me. It's gutsy of Trump, and I'm very impressed that I'm impressed that they're letting him do that. To be honest with you.
2 minutes on the spot. All right, yeah. All right, brother. The music's playing. You hit it. You nailed it. JP on sports. We did the three and out. We did 4 2-minute warnings. We'll see you again soon, all right?
All right. See you later.
All right. All right, folks, stay tuned. Hour number 3 coming up on a Friday afternoon. Y'all, we will be right back.